The Guardian.
Here's a snapshot of the British mortgage industry yesterday. The UK's biggest building society nationwide raised the cost of its mortgages. Figures from the British Bankers Association revealed that the number of mortgages taken out to fund house purchases fell by almost a third over the 12 months to the end of February. And the directors of the online mortgage broker John Charkle paid £1.5 million out of their own pockets to plug a hole in their company's accounts. The Chancellor, Alistair Darling, told The Guardian's economics editor Larry Elliott what he believes the problems are in the financial markets and how we can be protected from the worst ravages of the global credit crunch.
Our economy is basically very strong, it's very resilient, but there's no doubt that we are going through extremely uncertain times in the financial markets. I think it's imperative that governments, central banks, the regulators across the world do everything they can to support the financial system. That is crucially important, and we've made it very clear we're prepared to do that. I also think internationally we need to make sure that our supervisory and regulatory system is up to the mark. I don't think it's a question of more and more regulation. It's a question of regulators actually doing the job properly and of making sure that we can enforce these regulations more efficiently. And if there's any wrongdoing in the market, that we stamp down on it and stamp down hard.
Is there a risk that what's happening in the financial markets could spill over into the real economy, where you've been quite upbeat about the prospects for the UK? Is there a risk that this good time could come to an end as a result of the credit crunch?
It's imperative that whether it's here or in other parts of the world, that we do everything we can to try and restore market conditions in the financial services market. We need to ensure that we can get the stability that we need, precisely to stop it from spreading. Now, if you look at what's happened in the UK economy so far, there are many indicators that show that our economy is strong, it's resilient, but we can't be complacent about it, which is why we need to make sure that we do everything we can to try and resolve the problems now, as well as making sure that we deal with some of the problems that have caused these difficulties in the first place.
Alistair Darling talking to Larry Elliott, and you can read more on that at guardian.co.uk/politics. For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.